Hey Jeff, I'm trying to get your evaluation on tonight's game, your level of satisfaction.
Good game. I'm satisfied. I think we played well. I mean, when you go in the shootout, it could go either way. It could, you know, so, you know, you win the game, everybody's happy, you know, but so we got a point out of it. We had a lot of good chances in the third to maybe win the game. You got to give them credit. They're a really good team. They skate, they're big, and it's a great game for the fans as well.
So in the second period, like you switched up the lines a bit, all four lines. What was the objective behind those changes?
I, that's good that you ask. We just weren't generating enough offense. As a coach, it's my duty is to find a way to get more offense, and it worked. We switched a few things, and we got a lot more offense in the second and third, and that's why we switched the lines in the second.
At the end of the first period, Caden didn't look comfortable when he was leaving the ice. Was that injury? Was there?
No, he's fine. He's fine.
And I also want to get your evaluation on the Schnarr, who just joined the team and played his first game. What was the first impression that he gave you?
Good. I think he can skate. He can be physical. He's a big body down the middle. I thought that line was our best line tonight when we switched the line with the HP, Paquette, and Schnarr. He played on the wing and center, a little bit of both, and I thought that was our best line. They generated some good offensive chances for us in the third.
Thank you.
There was a weird stoppage in overtime where I thought it was a timeout called by somebody, but it looked as if it wasn't really anything. What did you think of that?
Wise coach on the other side. You're not allowed to call a timeout after an icing. He called a timeout, and the refs didn't catch it. So... That's why we were a little alarmed about it, but life goes on.
Okay. Last month when I was here, I asked you about your situation where you had so many injuries to deal with and you weren't getting a lot of practice time. You described it as a stressful situation. It seems like you're getting a bit more practice time now, and some players are either back, like a Louis Belpedio, or some other guys are about a week or two away from coming back. How would you describe the situation now compared to what it was for you about a month ago?
Well, a lot better. A month ago, we had, I think we played 14 games in 23 days. It was one game after the other. We had a lot of injuries, a lot of different call-ups from the ECHL. So it wasn't an easy time for us. We had time to, we had a couple of days off here to regroup. We had a good weekend last weekend. We had a good game tonight, but now we're getting right back into it. The whole month of April, we play... we have 19 games coming up, and there's not many days off. There's a lot of traveling. So we're going to have to make sure that we take care of our bodies and that we find a way to conserve energy.
Corey Schuneman, I asked him last week about the differences between playing in the Canadiens locker room and in your locker room this season. And he seems to think that there are actually a lot more similarities than differences between playing in Montreal and Laval. And Cedric Paquette, who's only been here as long as he has, seems to echo those sentiments. What do you do to ensure that the locker room is as close to feeling like the NHL as you can?
Well, I think the Montreal Canadiens does a good job to treat us with the highest standard there is in the American Hockey League. The guys are getting treated here exceptionally well. With the food, the rink here, all the facilities, the things we have, the way we travel, the people that work here are excellent, and make you feel like you're in the NHL. So that's a plus we have here in Laval, and it sets us apart from a lot of teams in the AHL. And I think it's important, and the players feel valued.
And the last thing for you, it seems a bit interesting to see that you've gone through a season where you've had so many injuries and guys coming in and out of the lineup and plugging players here and there, and you're in a playoff position compared to what the Canadiens have gone through, where they had a lot of players in and out of the lineup. Yes, they had changes in the offseason leading up to it, but they also had a lot of injuries, and they are in the position that they're in. It is a bit of a weird parallel between those two sides. What do you think is the biggest reason why your team has been able to stay afloat and be in a playoff position as they are right now?
I credit the people that build this team. I think they did a great job with the depth that we had in Three Rivers. You know, we've used a lot of those players throughout the year. Our leadership has done a good job at keeping the room nice and tight and knowing the importance of every game. And I think our assistant coaches, our coaching staff has done a great job with the rest of the players. And you know, I think we keep it light in the locker room. And I think that collectively we did a good job to keep this team afloat.
And is Cedric Paquette okay? He came in with ice on his right knee, I think.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
He's fine. All
right. Yeah.
Let's finish with Jared via Zoom.
Hi, Jeff. You mentioned just now to Julian about how, you know, you've been getting guys into the lineup. You mentioned Fritters, and obviously now you're getting guys like Kilb and Matinen who aren't coming from a group that you've been with before. So what is that adjustment like and having to put them into game action relatively quickly from when they join the team?
Can you repeat that question again, please? Sorry, I couldn't really hear.
Yeah, so you have guys who come from Trois-Rivières into your lineup, but now you have guys who are coming in from, you know, who haven't been part of the group in the past, like Kilb and Matinen today. How do you get those guys to adjust so quickly to your system and get into a game just, you know, days after they join the team?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. You know, we keep it pretty simple. You know, our systems are if you want to call it systems or the way we play, whatever, we're very simple. And we try to simplify everything. And it's not that hard. And I think those players did well tonight, and they learned pretty quick. They're quick learners. And you know, it's as simple as moving the puck quick, winning your battles, your one-on-one battles. Hockey is a series of one-on-one battles. If you win those battles, you have a good chance of winning. So, you know, you don't want to complicate things too much, especially when they just come from other teams. And, you know, you try to keep it as simple as possible.
And in a game like today where you're getting outshot, having Caden play like he did when every point is so important to get you that point through three periods, how big was he in this game for you
tonight? He was really good tonight. You know, I thought that he made some big saves. We also, you know, kept him to the outside for the most part. They did have a few dangerous shots, and he made those saves. And that's what we expect from not just Caden, any goalie that comes and plays for us. You know, we'll try to give as many shots as possible from the outside. But sometimes, you know, the other team's allowed to play too, and they make good plays. So tonight he was there to back us up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
You good? Let's go.